FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's exciting on the culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide magazine. Visiting me in studio today from the palace is Kathleen Quillinan, founder and creative director of The Pesto Princess. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Jenny.
Lovely to have you here, because now we can find out exactly how the Pesto Princess started.
To do that, we'll have to dial back to 1998. And at that time, I was at a kind of a crossroads. And this started as a side hustle in my kitchen to just make a bit of extra cash. And it was started in absolute innocence and naivety, because I know nothing about food formally or business formally.
And you've learned a lot along the way.
Yes, certainly. But that's how it started, selling baked and bottled goods at my son's school every Friday. And pesto was just among an array of things that I rustled up in my kitchen. And I think previously I'd been a musician. I don't know if you're ever not a musician, but I had stopped an 8-year lectureship and was at a bit of a crossroads, and food, I think, was always a second passion.
Great. What do home chefs not know about your pesto? What can you tell them that perhaps they didn't know?
There's quite a lot I could say. And firstly, it's a meal in a jar. It's not necessarily just a condiment or a sauce or a sort of extra. It is the meal, all in one little jar. And I think people don't always know how to make the perfect pesto pasta. And on the side of the jar are written a few dilution instructions. So you can do like an Italian, and while the pasta is boiling, you can steal some of that pasta water and scratch out the contents of the jar into a little bowl, put in some of that boiling water and a splash of olive oil, and mix that all together, and you'll notice something happening. You'll notice that radiant green color becoming even more vibrant, and you'll notice the smell, and it will become a lot looser. And then when your pasta is ready and you drain it, you dress it in this diluted, sloppier version of the pesto, and it coats every strand, and it's not so rich and thick. And that is the way to enjoy it, like a delicate flavoring over pasta. So I think a lot of us, you know, I mean, this is an Italian thing. All credit goes to them. We don't always know how they use it. So that's one thing. And the second thing is, you know, when you've got halfway down through that jar and it's sitting there in the fridge and can sometimes not look so savory, I think what people don't know is that you can freeze it in the jar without drama or whichever, you know, pesto you've got there. Keep it in the freezer if you're not going to use it soon.
And even in ice block trays, if you freeze it in smaller quantities, if you're living on your own perhaps, it's so wonderful to have it ready and waiting. I bought it many times before I actually realized that it was a concentrate, which makes it very economical.
Absolutely. And that is how, you know, Italian people made it. A real thick thing, in hand pounded in a mortar and pestle. I think something that people don't realize is that pesto doesn't have to contain cheese. And those very, you know, pesto's been around for a very long time, hundreds of years, and Genoa being the birthplace of pesto. And some very early recipes just were garlic, olive oil, and basil.
That's all you need.
That's your basis.
Good quality.
And so, yeah, we've developed a lot of delicious pesto without cheese in it. So that's something else to know.
Well, that's great advice. I think you've inspired me to rush home and cook up my pasta and pesto. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jenny.
That was Kathleen Quillenen of Pesto Princess. For more Italian inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.